the greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Morning, Tanya.
Morning, Josh.
Australia is coming back.
Yeah.
In the face of a once-in-a-century pandemic, the Australian spirit has shone through.
That's right. Right.
Doctors and nurses on the front line.
Right.
Teachers and students in the virtual classroom.
Right.
Businesses big and small, keeping the economy moving.
Right.
Team Australia at its best, a nation to be proud of.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I was practicing to be in Parliament.
He was pretty strong in the delivery last night, our treasurer.
How many times would he have practiced that in front of the mirror?
How many times did he practice it? And the minute he got to Team Australia, start cracking up. Yeah. Going, I'm not allowed to laugh, guys.
Yeah, Team Australia. Unfortunately, I missed it last night. I had better things to do. But don't you think I haven't recorded it? I'm going to watch all of it today.
It's all online.
I know.
You can print the entire speech if you like.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love budgets when they get handed down. And by about lunchtime today, everyone doesn't stop talking about it.
I was going to ask EP Nikki to print it and then go through and highlight how many Mr. Speakers were mentioned.
Yeah.
Just to keep her busy.
Yeah.
Because you know she does. Look, she's not even listening now. You know how she...
She is. She's bugged up.
She was Instagramming something. Must have taken a photo of her nails. Freshly done.
I usually do like to count Mr. Speakers, but I forgot last night.
I love hanging out with you. I do. People listen to the show go, how much fun do you must have, Steve, hanging out with Tanya counting Mr. Speakers? And I go, not much more. I can't. I'm peaked.
You have peaked.
Oh, sit there. Well, if you have a shot every time he says Mr. Speaker, then you lose count. Don't you?
Very quickly.
Soon, yeah. What time does the budget start, roughly?
7:30.
There you go. By 8, you're done. And you're just going, razz-a-rar, saying, what a top budget.
Absolutely.
Well, there are some winners. For the region, not very many.
No. We got an airport that we can't use because we haven't got any international flights.
Exactly.
I thought that was tremendous timing. Exactly. We're building a new runway and a new airport so we can do international flights, but you said we can't do any. I know. Oh, well, hey. Can't have everything, you bastards. That's what it looked like.
I know.
Anything else? So we got the airport, which is good. Long term.
Yeah, great long term.
They've announced the wage that you need to be earning to earn the best of the budget.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And what was so you need to be that wage?
That wage for you to just scoop everything good from last night,
yep.
$90,000 a year.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a single.
That's a single budget. A single
if
wage.
If you turn that upside down, Nick qualifies.
So anyway, but you know what we've done? We've asked Hamish to present us with the good, the bad, and the ugly of the budget.
Yeah.
And he will be doing that later this morning.
I'm a bit worried. We'll see what happens because he's a relatively nice guy.
I know.
So we'll slap him into form.
How ugly can Hamish go?
Probably very ugly. I think this is where you'll find the true Hamish will come out.
Looking forward to that after 8 o'clock.
I've heard he yells at his TV a lot. So.
Today we're starting with a concert announcement, Tanya and Steve. I haven't mentioned this to you, but Triple M is presenting Paul Kelly. He's on the road again. He's doing a big regional tour. We're presenting it and we've got a double pass to give away right now.
First tickets.
133353 is performing at the Civic Theatre, 8th of August. Tickets on sale Thursday, May 20, frontiertouring.com. Or you can call us now with the freebies.
And the boss say you have to announce it at 6, don't tell Tanya and Steve.
Pretty much. Don't tell the guys. And we want to play Before Too Long by Paul Kelly to kick off the show.
Lovely little secrets they hold from us.
Do we talk to the winner first or do you want to play the song first?
Let's talk to the winner if you would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's go. 133353. Give us a call right now.
Reasons, but let's just wait here for a winner.
Yeah. Okay. They're ringing.
Yeah.
They're
ringing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, last time we spoke to Paul Kelly, he was fabulous.
Hello.
Do you remember that?
Hello, Kaylee.
Hello.
You're the winner, Kaylee. You're going to see Paul.
Get out. That's amazing. Thank you.
You just sounded like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Get out. August 8th. Enjoy.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
We
could play any Paul Kelly song in the world, what would it be?
Well, it's not for me. It's for Mum. So,
what would she like? Would she like Before Too Long?
That I do know that one.
Good. Yes. We're not playing that. We're playing To Her Door.
On the line. You never know what you'll find. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just wanted to give a mention to Lockie Fitzgibbon, our NRL fave.
Yes.
He's made it onto the run on side for the game this weekend. And he's back in his number 12. Hymel Hunt, he's back. He's on the bench, number 18. But, yeah, looking good.
So who's hating on him?
What do you mean?
Well, whoever's wore the number 12 last week, that's who's hating on him, Daniel.
Yeah.
And they've got to play all in the one town this week.
I know.
There's no going home and hiding from the people you stole your number 12 jersey from.
True.
Oh, there's a whole lot of... Football's a tough game, you know, picking sides.
It is, isn't
it? You know, you're in the side and you're going to work here on the radio, how much that person's playing next year's getting.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
I know.
Yep.
It's such be horrible, wouldn't it?
Sadly, Edric Lee's not back yet. Oh. So I was hoping this would be his weekend. Not happening. Not even on the run-on side.
And Mitch mustn't be far away.
No, he's got to be close as well.
Oh, I don't know. I think that was that's still a way off.
Oh, is it?
Oh, he's got a little pec muscle. Jeez, if I had pec muscles, sure, I wouldn't hurt that much. I remember when I was 20 and I had pec muscles.
There you go.
And they were all right.
Yeah, nah, none of these back for a while. But that's great. Good
imagine,
on your lot.
But seriously, doing our show, right, run like a football side.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, a bit of an average day there, Rice. Off you get. Hey, you. You get on there and have a crack at Risey's job and
then
whatever.
I'm sitting on the bench.
And then you're on the bench and then they make a mistake. Rise, get in here. Yeah. You're out. It would be weird.
Well, we'd often see Risey on the bench. That would be the sad thing.
Well, I know. No,
I'd
wouldn't.
Love to even complain and argue, but you're totally right. My performance some days is lackluster.
To be honest, though, lackluster indeed. But to be honest, I don't think Risey would be here. Because if this was a football team, he'd know how much we're earning and he'd quit.
Exactly.
Like, Tanya Steve, I think you're re-signing for another 3 years on this. What?
Can I bundle in on your next contract, me?
Yeah, you can. You can. You can be our support person, right?
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, yesterday, we did a bit of a sneak peek of Newcastle's newest five-star or only five-star hotel, and it's Crystal Book Kingsley, which we'll be calling the Kingsley.
I had to feel a little bad. As you all know, I wanted to bulldoze the thing a couple of years ago.
You did. The roundhouse, this is. The former Newcastle City Council chambers.
Put the swinging ball through it because I hated the building.
Mm-hmm.
But, it looks good. It was born to be a hotel.
Yeah.
I think it actually makes a much better hotel than council building.
Yeah, it does.
And the top glass bit, please.
Oh, my God. That's the add-on bit that was never there. So this establishment will open June 9, and you've got the hotel side of it, the roundhouse, which is actually the restaurant in that glassed area up top.
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Also up there, you'll find Romberg's, which is that beautiful bar which looked out over the harbour.
Uh-huh.
Where you can have,
I saw the video of you guys. There's a video of you guys doing a sneak peek on online at Triple M, the Facebook page, and the Tenure Steve.
That's why I went with Tenure. She remembers all these names.
Well,
I just go, the top bit, the bar, restaurant. All you need to know.
Rooms.
Tanya will give you all the names and everything.
Well, I love this because they've really delved into Newcastle's history. So every part of the hotel, there's a reason why the colours are there. There's a big mosaic of a canary. So that's a hark back to canary in the coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll see bird cages themed throughout. There's all that sort of stuff, which I really enjoy. That's what architects do.
Yeah.
But the Miss Mary, which is a deli-style cafe by day, and then it turns into a wine bar at night, that's on the ground floor.
Yeah.
When you can go outside and enjoy that as well.
Yes.
But why Miss Mary? Well, this is a great story too.
Apparently, that's debatable.
There was a girl, just 14.
Went on for a while.
Mary. She was found guilty of stealing an apron and a handkerchief in Devon in England. This is way back when. And was sent to Australia in 1801. She married our first signal boat pilot in the harbour. They went on to have 8 kids, and that's why it's called Miss Mary's. So I love those sort of stories.
So I've brought EP Nikki in, who was with us, as a witness to what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
I realised something about you and I yesterday.
What?
When we're at official functions, we're literally like Foghorn Leghorn and Miss Prissy.
Why? What happened? Because I wasn't
because
there.
Because Tanya's so attentive
and
lovely and charming, and I'm just buffooning around looking for ashtrays and the bar and everything, right? But honestly, this is us right now, Nick.
Okay,
if you could be Miss Prissy for me, this is us at the opening, right? So they're explaining all these wonderful, interesting history things. I say, Miss Prissy, is there anywhere I can smoke in here?
No.
I say, she earns a whole bunch more money than me, let me tell you, don't you, Miss Prissy?
Yes.
It's us!
EP Nikki, you confirm?
That was like a screenplay. Like, that was exactly what happened.
We literally, I'm not kidding, guys. As I was driving home, I laughed out loud at myself going, we literally like Foghorn Leghorn.
I know.
That's a really interesting story. Where's the ashtrays?
Yeah, there wasn't one attention paid on his part.
Really?
No.
I did hear something about a hanky.
Oh, that was Miss Mary.
Oh, good on her.
She was sent here from England at the age of 14.
How big was the bar?
The bar was massive.
And they're going to do lots of local brews.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I love
hearing that. Foghorn and all of that. Lots of local brews in the bar, and they're going to turn it over, so it's very much supporting.
Good.
See, I heard that bit.
Good boy.
You paid attention there.
The other good thing for locals is there's going to be locals rates. So 15% off food, drink, and hotels. If you can prove, basically, with your license or your rates notice, that you're a local, you get to eat and drink and stay cheaper.
And while the PR girl there and the CEO was showing us one of the rooms, I said, let's try out the bed, Miss Prissy.
Yeah, he did too. Embarrassing.
And you said?
I said, oh, no.
Even I had to step out at that point.
Thank
I was
you,
like, that is too far, Steve.
Guys, she did the classic line of, can't take him anywhere.
And you know what he did? In front of all these strangers, Nick, didn't he? He pushed me onto the bed.
Yeah, it was so awkward.
I see. It looks bouncy, Miss Prissy.
And at that point, he pushed me face down onto the bed, and I'm bouncing bum up in front of all these strangers.
I said, is it a nice bed, Miss Prissy?
I said, no.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tanya and Steve. The people are real. The cases are real. The ruling is final. This is Tanya and Steve's...
You can't handle the truth!
Couples Court.
Court! All stand.
In front of Judge Steve, can you please be the judge today?
Absolutely happy to be.
Your Honour, I have a case to bring before you.
Mm-hmm.
The defendant is not here.
Oh.
Because he'd be probably riding his motorbike to work right now.
That's already a mark off him, not turning up to his own court case. Not looking good for him. Who is it?
It is my husband, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Something has been disturbing me for quite a while now.
Yeah.
I don't know how it started. I just know that every time he does it, I cringe because he's now doing it in polite mixed company. He has given himself a nickname. That's his first offence, Your Honour.
Yeah.
Gives himself a nickname. Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
That was just an oh, my God hit.
Yeah. Secondly...
There's another one.
When he refers to himself, he now refers to himself in the third person and leads with his nickname. I don't think I've ever brought a case before you where I think I'm going to win.
I think you've shocked me. I mean, imagine giving yourself a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Sex pot. T-Dog.
Stop it.
T-Dog. Sexpot.
I'm not on trial here, Your Honour.
That is a good point.
Or signing off. Sexpot. Many times.
Okay, it's not about me. It's about my husband. Do you want to know what he calls
himself?
Yeah,
I do. I'm very intrigued.
Okay. Well, I don't because he's a fine man and a mate, and I'm afraid if you say these words, they will stay with him in public forever. Think about what you're about to do.
I know.
Okay, so Michael.
Are we ready? Okay, so your husband's self-appointed nickname is?
The Bulldog. And I don't
know. Is it a jowl thing?
It could be. But he uses it as if he's, like, tough and he gets things sorted.
The bulldog's done it again kind of thing. Righto, third person.
Yes.
The bulldog's done it.
Yes.
When are you getting home? The bulldog's ready?
All of that.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Okay. Well,
we were with friends in Sydney on the weekend.
Oh, he wasn't.
He was.
Oh, hey, about the bulldog get around. He wasn't.
He was saying things like, hey, guys, the bulldog's got to sort it.
Okay, no. Tell you, stop. You've got to go home to him at some stage. We are still on the radio. You've got to stop.
It's Your Honour, seriously.
Oh, so that table that you tried to, that you were talking about, that you can never get a booking,
yes.
And he went and sorted it. Did he go, the bulldog will
the
go
bulldog.
And sort this table out?
He didn't. He actually disappeared. He came back and he went, guys, bulldog's done it. I don't know.
I'm just taking my judge's wig off for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just Steve back for a minute. I don't know how I'm going to deal with watching you two coming at us when we're meeting out, going, oh, here comes T-Dog and the Bulldog. T-Dog, that's D-A-W-G.
I didn't self-appoint that. That was my son.
Your son calls you that. So
yeah.
It's the Bulldog and Sexpot are coming to our place tonight. I don't know how. I'll just get my judge's wig on. I don't know how to rule on this.
Well,
because it's a bit hypocritical.
Why? What do you call yourself?
Big fella?
Yes, he does.
Big fella's got it sorted.
Oh, no.
So I think we should all go to social prison for at least a weekend somewhere and have a bloody good look at all of ourselves.
I think you're right.
I can't rule on it. It's like,
you're not going to rule.
Well,
I can't.
You can't. You'd be hypocritical.
You got the bulldog, you got Sexbot and the big fella sitting around a room just third-personing of ourselves.
Oh, jeez.
I can't rule on it.
Okay.
Oh, Risey, do you ever give yourself a nickname?
Oh, the Rhinester. He's always...
This is embarrassing, but the Risey experience.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're in social prison too.
That was a show he had in Sydney.
The Risey experience.
It was, yeah.
Right. To say, hey, it's the Risey experience.
He did. It was a show on 2 Day in Sydney. I turned on once.
Risey.
It was indeed quite the experience.
You've taken the cake.
I even had my own openers and everything. It's like, the Risey experience.
And you know how it gets worse? All he did was, that was that song and here goes another one.
On Today FM.
That was it. That was the Risey experience.
Here's One Direction again.
Well, it started off about Mike. It started off about Michael, but I think Risey...
Yeah, you've taken it to the next level.
I reckon the bulldog and the Risey experience, the big fella and Sexbot should all get a drink this weekend.
Oh, I'm kind of like Sexbot and the big fella. It sounds like Captain and Tennille.
I love it. It's the Sexbot and Big Fella show on Triple M.
Just before you start this,
I'm
medically diagnosed cray-cray. So...
Yes?
So if I do any of these things, it's okay.
Mm. Well, you and a 20-year-old Brisbane bloke who has found himself a bit of a TikTok sensation because he is leaving people in hysterics with his little videos on basically, should this be legal?
Yeah, right.
They are legal, these things, but he is claiming when you do them in public, it does leave people wondering about whether or not you should be certified.
I only need one more signature, and it's 10 years.
it's a cute, fun list, and when you visualize, because we're just going to read them to you, but have a think about if you actually saw this in public, what would your conclusion of that person be?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All legal, but should they be?
Yep.
Sunbaking in the rain.
Yeah, haven't done that one. Haven't done that one yet.
But the idea of you slathering on lotion in your budgie smugglers, laid out on a towel, getting soaking wet in your sunnies.
Yeah.
You look crazy. Yes.
Yeah, no question.
Drinking from a 2-litre milk carton in public. I don't even think the word in public should be there. No one, you don't drink from milk cartons.
Yes, I do.
I know you do.
Yes, I do.
I think these things are legal in most households. I
love my milk.
Oh. Just plain milk.
Yeah. Australian milk
carton.
You
just drink plain milk.
Or yesterday I got one, the bottles of the creamy ones. The creamy bottle.
I don't understand.
I have no idea why I'm putting weight on again.
Because you have other family members that live with you.
Yeah.
Namely, your son.
Yep.
So you, with your nicotine... laden breath and
lips.
She was
going to say stained lips there, Steve. She was going to say nicotine stained lips.
You drink from the milk carton and then BJ drinks your poison on his cereal.
To my defence, I'm not a 90-year-old pirate that has a big black moustache full of tobacco, all right?
But it's true.
I finished the carton.
Oh, so you don't drink it from the top?
It's not... Yeah.
Oh.
Are you anchor man?
I love the milk.
So there's none for BJ.
That's right. I'm sorry, son. Have your dry wheat mix because Dad loves his milk. No. I actually buy myself a carton.
Oh.
And just drink out of it.
And there's a bottle there for his...
That's good.
Yeah, I don't put my...
All right. Stand down, Docs.
I don't put my stinky, nicotine-lated, filthy black mustache lips around his milk.
Good.
Just to be clear.
Phew.
I know. Gotcha. Hey, my wingman, everyone.
Puts you in a very good light every day, Steve.
What about this? Taking a plate and cutlery to a fast food restaurant.
That's
rocking
crazy.
Up to Macca's, sitting down, ordering your burger.
I'd love to do that.
Wearing a helmet in a spin glass. I love that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Taking your laptop for music at the gym and just playing it out loud.
Why not? Just have a speaker.
Going out and only eating the crust of the pizza.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yep.
You only eat the meat and stuff off the top and leave the crust. If you sat with my son and I and looked at our pizzas at the end.
It's just the crust.
The completely round crust.
You eat the crust as
we
well.
We just eat the top.
Really?
Yeah, true.
Oh. Why don't you just fry up some meat and cheese?
I've thought of that myself, see? I have, but I can't get it online. Can I have the pizza without the pizza?
And finally, taking a glass or a cup of water with you when you leave the house. It can't be a bottle. It has to be a cup.
A cup of water.
Guilty.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because just say if I've got a drink in my hand but I've got to race out and pick BJ up, I take it with me.
I think I've seen you do that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a glass, whatever's in it.
Weirdo.
Yeah, bourbon, you know.
Weirdo.
I almost did that the other day at school pickup. I made a cup of tea at 2:55 and I had to walk out the door. I'm like, would it be really weird if I took
driving
a cup of tea?
Nothing wrong
I
with
I can walk to the school,
well, you can walk
with a cup of tea. Is that weird?
No,
walk
do
with
it.
A cup of tea?
No, do it. No, it's not weird. No, do it, Risey. No, that's normal.
No, nothing. No, it wouldn't be
no,
weird.
No, not at all. Sitting outside with a cup of tea. That's completely fine. Okay, or when you pull up at the lights and look across at me having a cup of coffee. In a cup.
We'll give those
a go. That's why I have an automatic.
I like those ones.
Yeah.
I particularly like the helmet in the spin class.
That's gold.
I'd love to see.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Well, they can get fast and dangerous.